welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Okay, we're going to start off some things that you may have missed with the Ask Tony from today. It's from Brenda.
Here you go, Brenda.
Brenda says, Dear Tony,
My
husband and I have been having some problems lately.
Oh, no.
We both work crazy hours, and we haven't been spending a lot of time together. Well, to my surprise, he's asking other people for advice about our issues on his Facebook page.
Well.
That was in all caps is why I said it that way.
Uh-huh.
Facebook is such a public thing. I can't believe he'd talk about our problems on there.
In public, huh?
And does he really care what some guy he knew 20 years ago has to say or a random person he met at the bar? Is it wrong for my husband to talk about our problems on Facebook? Shouldn't he have asked me first before he posted anything that impacts my privacy? That's from Brenda. Brenda, here's Tony.
Dear Brenda, it seems to be strange. You're upset he posted about y'all's problems, but you wrote a letter to two strangers on a morning show.
Hi there.
So now we can secretly discuss how wrong it was for him to talk about y'all's problem to strangers. All right, how about this? Jason and me will write some strangers letters and mail them to your address. Then you take the letters, give them to strangers so they can read strange letters from two strangers given to them from a strange lady who's mad because her husband talks to strangers. You see how much sense this makes, Brenda? Or maybe I'll just talk about it. Love, Tony.
Then we had a Brenda call in because she didn't want everybody to think she was the Brenda and the Ask Tony. It's a completely
wrong Brenda.
It's a different Brenda.
Good morning. I just want to clear the air. This is not me.
What now? Oh, is this Brenda?
Yes, this is Brenda. My son's like, Mom, is that you? And I was like, no, it's not me.
No, there's other people named Brenda other places.
I know, but it was just strange. I just wanted to clear the air this morning.
Everybody, that was not Brenda from Granville.
Oh, hush. Don't say that.
It was not that Brenda. It was completely different Brenda.
She don't want any attention on the Brenda in Granville.
No, it wasn't Brenda. It was a completely different Brenda.
We don't even want to say Brenda in Granville's name.
No. Brendan Boma, as I think that... That meant by Boma Brenda.
Boma Brenda.
Yeah, but definitely not Granville Brenda.
See there, we didn't even say anything about you.
Okay. Y'all are awful. Y'all should have seen Wyatt's face. His eyes look big, and he's like, Mom, is that you? And I was like, there's not a lot of Brendas left.
Yeah, that'd have been terrible. Yes, son, me and your father are having some problems.
I'm calling the radio station to get some advice. Yeah.
Tell him there's more than one Steve in the world, too.
Yeah.
There's like three of them.
Yeah, at least. Well, Steve Irwin, but he's gone, bless his heart. We talked about words that we can't say, our word handicap. Mine is rural.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's is Snickers.
Woman's emotions.
Feelings. Yeah, those are all for Tony. Had some great comments on Facebook. Thank you for doing that. Also, Mike called in with some words he can't say.
Hey, Jason, there's a couple of words I can't say. I can't remember what they are.
Hey, I'm glad you called, Mike. You and I have a similar word we both have trouble saying.
What's that, brother?
Commitment.
I'd have to look that up in the dictionary.
Right.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
You can Google it later, Mike.
I'll Google it.
Honest relationships. Yeah.
Well, my exes, two of my exes, don't know what that means. And I forgot it one time.
We learned what each state is Googling for Thanksgiving.
I had no idea.
I'm glad my mama don't have to Google what she cooks. It's barely even written down.
Yeah.
So
Miss K's got it like it's written in some secret vault,
right,
in a jar buried in the woods.
Right. I heard I get it when she dies.
Yeah. Your mom's a good cook.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people Googling, in case you're wondering, sweet potatoes is ours. Arizona, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama, all sweet potatoes was the number one. There's many sweet potato recipes.
I hate a sweet potato.
Oh, a sweet potato casserole?
No.
Stop it.
No.
You don't know.
It is. I mean, a sweet potato is that's wrong. Potatoes are potatoes. Redskin potatoes.
Popeye's Cajun Turkey in Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Illinois, and Mississippi. I didn't know that was a thing. Candied yams, that's for Hawaii.
That's how Bojangles does turkeys. They're taking orders for them.
Mac and cheese? Why would you have to Google mac and cheese, Delaware, North, and South Carolina?
No.
You're going to Google? It's on the box, bruh.
It's one step above cereal as far as easy to make. And the cheese packet's the only thing in microwave.
Idaho and Utah, Jell-O.
Uh-uh.
Hey, bruh.
Googled how to make Jell-O.
It's on the box, bruh. Hey, bruh.
Dang.
Let's get past that. Mac and cheese and Jell-O. Quit Googling that.
Hey, I got...
Of course, turkey, of course.
Three recipes for turkey that this is on my list of you won't Google them or they're the least Googled.
Okay. These are the least Googled turkey recipes. Okay. All right.
Carolina Reaper turkey. And the ghost pepper turkey. It didn't go over good either.
Nope. Tryptophan and hot peppers don't mix.
No.
You don't want to sleep on that stuff is what I'm getting at.
Uh-uh. Another recipe, guacurkey. You know, it's... The like a meatloaf of guacamole in the shape of a turkey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There'd be people who ate that, though.
Nobody's cooking that anymore.
Yeah.
And then blue raspberry turkey slurpees. People don't make them anymore.
Not like they used to.
You remember that?
Yeah, back in the day, the blueberry turkey slurpees,
everybody drunk them.
Tony had a pump-up speech for everybody today.
You're welcome. Okay, you little defensive dingleberries, gather round. And whoever's writing on the stall walls, quit it. Or at least spell your dirty words correctly. That insults your teachers. But that does kind of go with today's lesson. Playing ugly. Playing ugly, man. I didn't say unsportsmanlike. I never want you all to be mean or get a foul. But them refs ain't gonna hear a good your mama joke. If you're chasing a man trying to tackle him, that's one thing. But if you're chasing him, plus you're telling a good your mama joke, that's gonna get in his head. I didn't say against the rules, just playing ugly. Put an Alka-Seltzer in your mouthpiece, and then tell that other team that you got bit by a big stray dog. But the coach is making you play anyway. Those players ain't gonna want to tackle a foamy-faced player guy, so that makes you the perfect running back. See there, man? Just playing ugly. It also works if a chick dumps you, keep some of her things, then she's got to come back and get them. That's just a few tricks I hope to help. Be good sportsmen tonight, don't pick your nose in front of girls. Wave at your mamas. See you on the field, man.
Of course, we didn't forget about today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Pecan-jure. Pecan-jure is what Mr. Peanut's wife sometimes wears whenever they're alone. Pecan-jure.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Oh, and the best country lyric that's ever been written, is that what you want?
Yeah.
You want it?
Yeah, George Strait does too.
Do you? Does he?
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He's American as a Chevy or a Ford. He talks to Dale Earnhardt on his Ouija board.
Tell Dale, we said hello.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Tony and I had our random fact off. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Okay, we had that today, too.
Random fact-a-thon's pretty good. Factapalooza.
Factapalooza, yeah. All right.
Welcome to Factapalooza.
So what's your completely random fact today?
Okay. But I think nobody knew this.
Okay.
Howard Hughes bought a casino in Paradise, Nevada in 1968, now mind you, for $5.4 million.
That's a big price in 68.
Yep. $5.4 million, just so he could take down its neon sign. He was annoyed that it shined in his window.
Wouldn't that be great to be that rich?
To buy a casino.
Yeah, I don't like the looks of that. Buying it, tear it down.
Yeah.
I don't like the looks of that. Buy it, tear it down.
This store's too hard to turn left out of.
Yeah.
Bulldoze it.
Bulldoze it. I'm out.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to buy it and bulldoze it. It's cool. Wow. All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah, let's have yours.
Sonic the Hedgehog, the video game. You remember that on Sega Genesis back in the day?
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog was originally named Mr. Needle Mouse. That is a true thing. I double-checked it. Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog was originally named Mr. Needle Mouse, which I thought was really weird because wasn't that your nickname in high school? No, it was something like that, though. And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Okay, so here's the deal. Real Good start with real bad sometimes. This one does, and the guy's anonymous, so we don't know a lot about him personally.
Okay.
But we do know this. He got some terrible news that really, honestly, far too many of us are going to get.
What's that?
He was diagnosed with cancer. But he handled it in an incredible way. He made himself insanely generous.
Insanely generous?
Yeah, he went to McDonald's. He eats at this certain McDonald's all the time. So what he decided to do is give everybody who worked there $100.
Oh.
And then he left $100 bills for all the employees who weren't working at that particular time. In all, he gave away at that particular McDonald's $3,300.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he wants to stay anonymous. No, and no one has said who he is, but there's a lady who works for him. She clarified what drove him to give away the cash. So she says that he knows he's got a long road ahead of him in his fight against cancer, but he's trying to offset that pain by focusing on spreading joy.
Oh, wow.
She says, quote, pay it forward. That's the whole idea behind it.
Boy, it's the only thing that gets rid of that sadness is joy.
Yeah,
if you can, giving.
If you can make other people happy, lessens your pain, I guess.
Yes, it does. Wow.
That's cool.
Good stuff right there.
So to anonymous guy.
You're in our prayers.
Yeah, and you are real good.
All
right, well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and be sure to share it and tell your friends about it. It's In Case You Missed It.